From private air transportation options to aircraft acquisition, financing, and operational best practices, this is Asset Insight.
This podcast is a production of Asset Insight, LLC. Through valuations, audits, analytics, and consulting services, including expert witness support, Asset Insight helps anyone with a financial interest in an aircraft optimize their investment's value.
Welcome to another Asset Insight podcast covering the aircraft ownership lifecycle. I am Tony Cusis, president of Asset Insight, and your host. Vision Logbooks is an aircraft digital logbook system provider whose business aviation clients utilize Vision's electronic record-keeping system to secure and manage their aircraft maintenance logbooks. The company's digital conversion process transforms paper-based aviation maintenance logbooks into aircraft digital logbooks framed by an electronic record-keeping system in compliance with FAA regulations. Vision Logbooks currently manages over $500 million in logbook value and provides the first FAA-approved electronic logbook that enables users to enter data directly into an accessible, researchable, and legally recognizable electronic system. Joining me to discuss the company's logbook digitization system is Mark Leeper, CEO of Vision Logbooks, and I'd like to start off by better understanding the size or scope the issue Virtual Logbooks is trying to address. Could you elaborate on that?
As you know, maintenance logbook management really hasn't changed since the Wright brothers era. We've got approximately 25,000 business aviation aircrafts flying today. 13,000 of them are business jets. Approximately 220,000 plus general aviation aircraft, business aircraft. The interesting thing is that the majority of all of these airplanes in the business aircraft arena are still recording their maintenance events in paper logbooks with no backup records in place, with no ability to research these records. These logbooks, sometimes worth millions of dollars, are often lost, degraded, subject to fire and water damage, and held hostage. An uninsured item, they stand in second position to the airframe itself in terms of value, but they live in gun safes and safety deposit boxes, fireproof storage bins, all with their critical information inaccessible by everybody except for the person that knows exactly where those records are at a given time and date.
Can you identify the types of costs associated with paper records, and is there a dollar figure that can be applied to these costs?
Yeah, we've done extensive research and study on this issue. The cost per airplane, if you summed it all up, is approximately $7,000. Per aircraft is what the expenses are because we continue to try to manage our aviation fleet with archaic system. Paper logbooks cost the business aviation community about $175 million. There's several different areas that these expenses are borne by. We see lost logbooks and records every year. We just had a 727 recently during a run-up, jump the chocks, run into the hangar, start the fire suppression system. All the logbooks in the hangar were completely laid out, and so it drowned all of the records, so the airplane was completely totaled. In addition to that, missing information from logbooks, critical to aircraft value and airworthiness, doesn't take more than a couple of pieces of paper that are AWOL to have to be replaced or found. You end up having to bolt on new parts to airplanes. So the impact of lost records is just extraordinary. We tagged out at about $2 million for the business aviation fleet. And then the biggest thing is the research time and maintenance personnel that people expend to find information and audit logbooks and records for aircraft and airworthiness for evaluation purposes. We've got 13,000 plus business jets that reside on FAR Part 135 operating certificates, each aircraft requiring approximately 45 hours of records research each year. It's not at all unusual for me to be addressing this issue in a flight operation to find out that about 50% of the time that the maintenance organization spends is just in looking for logbook records or trying to organize logbook records and hooking up this critical information and seeing on the same page with your maintenance tracking system companies, with MROs, with the banks, the insurance companies, et cetera. Again, being still based in paper, all of this information is hidden from the people that have to have it when they need it. And so those expenses are great. We have to ship records, which interestingly enough, these records are not insured. Federal Express has recently said we're not going to insure any type of aircraft maintenance records insurance-wise. So if you load up $1 million worth of records in a box and put them in Federal Express, wave goodbye and hope they get there, because if they don't get there, you've got a huge problem with the aircraft's value. Typically up to 40% hit if you lose a set of logbooks. So the massive inefficiencies of paper continue to rear its head. In the COVID-19 issue that we've run into here, we had several companies that had critical records that were sequestered. They're isolated. They were locked down. People couldn't get to them. If you can't get your maintenance records, if you can't prove that that airplane is airworthy, it's grounded. It becomes a paperweight. When you have quarantined records, it really emphasizes the need for the whole industry to continue to move to digitization. Digital data is what we've got to do.
Okay, we've dealt with the cost of paper records. What do you see as the benefits to electronic record keeping?
We've covered the problems. The benefits are many and extraordinary, and it continues to amaze many of the people in aviation that the industry has not moved faster into digital data. There's really three major areas of benefits, and the first is what we always strive for, number one in aviation, that's safety. When your information is hidden, when it's not shareable, when you are not on the same page with maintenance tracking, your MROs, there's no blockchain of information to ensure that the one true source of those maintenance records is shareable and transparent to the people that find it critical to keep that aircraft airworthy. We've had a major company, one of our customers, because the information at the maintenance tracking system company was inaccurate, the suggested maintenance intervals was not correct. They just overflew or started to overfly major C-checks on several airplanes. This is just one example. And the problem is that we have so many people that need this critical information or access to it, we just don't. So safety and airworthiness would be the number one that we always strive for. And then the second major area would be in value of the aircraft. If you have orderly records, then you have an airplane that is of value. So there's several areas that this support value. It expedites the transactions in the sales, the disposition and acquisition of aircraft. It expedites the sales transactions. You don't have to get on an airplane and fly across the pond to spend a week in a hotel leafing through logbooks to do pre-buys. It's simple enough to review this information, because this electronic logbook that is provided is a mirror image, and it is a FAA-compatible compliant logbook. So it's not just a backup. It's actually the logbook. It is the one true source of information, and it can be managed. It can be shared, and it's transparent to everybody. The return on investment, you have the value aspect of an airplane. Third would be the return on investment and the ability to reduce the cost of managing the airplane. Return on investment, operational efficiency. You're in the air, part 135, airplane breaks in the air. You have to divert to a maintenance facility. You land. Well, where's the logbook? Well, the logbook is back in the hangar locked down. Does the maintenance tracking system company have the update information? Well, maintenance tracking system is not a logbook. So you've got to access the data that's back on the other side of the United States to go in and fix an airplane correctly. With digital data, you just log in and find that information. So the operational efficiency that this can deliver to management companies, operators, owners of airplanes is extraordinary. And then the reduced maintenance costs. Maintenance personnel spend so much time trying to find records in paper records where they can access digital data on an iPhone, iPad, computer, wherever they want to in just seconds to ensure that the information's up to date, the airplane can be fixed promptly. The other thing that this really plays well with is the ability to secure collateral with financing institutions. If you have an airplane that the airframe is insured, but if you have a $10 million airplane and the logbooks are worth several million dollars, that's an uninsured asset. So we have several financial institutions that utilize our service to insure the part of the aircraft's value that is currently not insured, just with hull insurance. So those would be the key benefits of our product: safety, airworthiness, value of the airplane, and then return on investment, reduced costs.
What are the barriers to transitioning to a paperless environment? I have to assume the technology is not one of the barriers, correct?
From an IT development technology standpoint, we've had that in place for many years. In 2016, the FAA were able to lay out the parameters and the acceptability of the systems that can become a backup for your maintenance logbooks and also provide a management capability so that the actual data can originate electronically. You want to keep paper, you can still print that back to your paper logbooks. So at this point, we're not recommending anybody throw their logbooks out. But in 2016, we got the okay through information 127 alpha. That was the catalyst that enabled us to take the current technology and build systems that are used today with our customers. The next thing that we have to look at in terms of barrier is bringing legacy records into the system. And that requires physically taking scans of current paper logbooks. Well, paper logbooks are everywhere throughout the world, and we've had to develop a system, a process, and we're setting up a network of scanning centers to bring the legacy records that are everywhere into the system. And in terms of taking these pictures or scanning records, you just can't let anybody do it. It's got to be done in an FAA-compliant record scanning system, which we have. FAR 4312 lays out the procedures for aviation professionals to take the paper records, transform them into the digital data, and then they're immediately forwarded into the compliant lockbox is what it is. It's a safety deposit box for your aviation records. And the chain of command in this process ensures that the data that comes from paper is accurate, and then it's deposited into the digital data system. You know, the next thing too is that aviation is extremely conservative. It primarily is managed by people with lots of experience. The nature of aviation based in safety and conservatism, I would say, things don't change quickly. Interestingly enough, when the jet age was coming into play for transportation, it took Boeing several years to convince the airlines to bolt jet engines on their aircraft. You know, they've got all types of reservations from people that owned the major airlines back there, one of which that says that, you know, nobody wants to look out on the wing and not have propellers going around circles. Nobody's going to fly. I believe it was Mr. Tripp of Pan Am that made the first huge commitment to Boeing to bring in the 707 to the airline fleet, which gave him a huge jump on the whole industry for many years. But things change very slowly in aviation. And so there's always a resistance to doing things differently that have been done since the first airplane flew. We can find a lot of examples of great technology that has been held off. And once the snowball gets over the top of the hill, of course, it rolls and people make changes rapidly. We're approaching that now.
From an appraiser's perspective, the loss of an aircraft's records will result in a significant loss of value for the asset. What are some of the common industry misconceptions related to paper records?
The number one thing we run into is we don't need a backup. The maintenance tracking system companies that we deal with have these records. Well, they do, but it's very plain and it's spelled out precisely by the FAA that you are required to keep a maintenance logbook. The FAR simply stated, you know, aircraft operators responsible record and manage airframe, engine, and avionics installations, inspections, and maintenance records in a complete and orderly fashion in a logbook. So maintenance tracking is not a logbook and it's not a backup to a logbook. It is a record of transactions. The analogy would be your accounting system. You have one accounting system, one system that is the one true source of your financial records. Everything else talks to it and gives it information, but your checking account ledger, your credit card statement, all of those things, that's not the accounting system. The one true source of information for an aircraft is its logbook. And so maintenance tracking is not a backup to that. And then the next thing that we run into, too, is that people are still misled in terms of, well, if I lose my logbook, it's insured. Well, you may lose the logbook, which is worth several million dollars, and the insurance company is going to buy you a new $20 binder to put paper into. They will not replace lost paper records. So that's two of the misconceptions that we run into all the time.
How much work is involved for the operator to convert their aircraft's paper records into electronic format? And is that an area where they can enlist Vision Logbook's assistance?
You bet. The work is all in scanning the existing legacy records. So we can usually accomplish that in a day. We have run into older aircraft that literally have a 10 by 10 room full of records that take a week. But most current airplanes those legacy records can be scanned through our process in a day or two. We have the ability to assist these people remotely with scanners themselves that are built to do our job. There's many maintenance departments that can be trained really quickly to do it themselves, and they like that because they can scan records on an ongoing basis. We don't have the whole world jumping out of paper yet. We're still getting many paper documents from our repair facilities and et cetera. So the ability to scan on site if you're a large management company is good. The next thing that we do is we've set up scanning centers located in Florida and Texas, Arizona, California and Van Nuys, and also in Seattle, Washington. So we have locations there that we can do on-site scanning of records if the airplane and records are at the facility, primarily the records. And then we can also come on site. We will travel to any destination that a logbook resides to scan for the facility or for the owner-operator and put them in the system. And once the digital records are produced, it's about a half a day of actual data import to build up a fully 128 alpha compatible compliant logbook. Aircraft Digital Logbook, ADL is what we call it.
Is there anything else that you would want people to know about your company's plans and capabilities as they pertain to the business and general aviation sectors of the industry?
We've got tremendous growth on the horizon. I think our biggest hope and desire is that through influencers in our industry, not just the maintenance people, but this issue transcends the maintenance department. Record keeping affects every aspect of aviation, from sales, maintenance, CEOs, obviously interested in how these records are available. Our company is poised with its electronic system, what we call smart technology, which is secured managed aircraft record technology, to address one of the largest challenges in aviation, and that's to move, you know, over 100 years of paper maintenance records into digital data. And so we're poised to tackle that and address that and move forward.
This has been another Asset Insight podcast covering the aircraft ownership lifecycle. Please visit our ever-growing podcast library at assetinsightpodcast.com and select from any number of topics discussed with business aviation industry experts. This is Tony Cusis, and as always, thank you for listening.